Yes, good morning. It's good to be here. Again, it's been a while since I've done the inspiration. A lot has changed in my life since last I've done the inspiration. It would have been sometime in early February or early March. And this is Marlon Sophus, by the way. At that time, we were in Florida. Me and my wife and my three children had moved down there because of my wife. And don't know how many of you know who I am, but March 14th, my wife actually passed away down there in Florida. A little hard to believe. Married 5.5 years, and it was a little hard. Just, you know, we expected a long life together, but God had other plans. I went to, this week, I have 7 different teachings, messages, and I want to just go through a little bit of what I am, what I have gone through, and what I am going through. There's many different things that God has done in my life through this. He has left me with 3 precious children that I love dearly, and I'm daring to raise them for His glory. I do just want to lift up Christ and the amazing power and the amazing grace and the amazing love and the mercy that our Father in Heaven has for us. It is it is a little hard, as I was anticipating this week. I felt like God has been asking me specific to share on these things. So bear with me. It might be a little hard sometimes, but by God's grace, I'll get through it. Through this week, you pray for me. Tomorrow, on Monday, I want to do a teach just on faith, what God has been sharing me about faith, and the powerful reality of faith, the powerful aspect of faith, believing in something that looks completely impossible. There's been many times that I didn't know how it's going to go on. God has blessed me beyond measure, but you know, there's still a reality of my motherless children here. The oldest one is 5, and then I have a 3 and a 1. There's still a reality there that they don't have a mother. You know, that's the bottom line. And it takes a tremendous amount of faith and assurance and belief in God that He will work these things out for His own glory and His own good. On Tuesday, I would like to share about grace. I've come to a new place of realizing that God's grace is sufficient for the moment that we're in. If we're contemplating something in the future, usually God's grace isn't there. And I will have a story to share on Tuesday about that, very specifically where God showed me that His grace is not sufficient for any other time except for the time we're in. On Wednesday, I would like to share about mercy, God's awesome mercy, not only in salvation. His mercy is tremendous in salvation, because we as sinners can come to Christ. Not that we deserve it, but because He is an all-knowing God, and He is full of mercy, and He loves us. And just realizing God's mercy in a new way on this vessel, myself, that He has chosen to use to bring glory to His own name. I believe it would be Thursday, I would like to share a principle that my wife Sadie Ann had learned well, and that by God's grace, I'm also learning, and that is surrendering all to God. There again, I will have a story to share, very specific. I'm not going to get into that this morning, but I just want to share on how our experience was in surrendering everything to God. Absolutely everything we had was given to God, and still is God's. On Friday, I would like to share on the keeping power of God. Simply, God has spoken promises in the Old Testament. One thing I had done while I was in Florida, we were down there for 2 months, and it was a powerful time in my life. We were just together as a family. I wasn't working. I was just looking to God for direction. We knew my wife was pretty sick there. And I had gone through the Old Testament just looking at the different promises of God. And you know, we as Christians, we as children of God, have so many promises. There's so many things that we can look to in faith, believing that God will, knowing that God will not break any of His promise. He has promised to keep us. He has promised many promises. If you're not a child of God, you can't claim those promises. But if you are born again, you really are a child of God. You can claim those promises and keep them in your heart, and just knowing that God would never leave us alone. We can choose to walk away from Him, but He cannot choose to walk away from us, because He has promised to always be with us. That does not always seem real, especially in this life here on this earth. Life don't always seem fair, but it is fair. It's God's way, and He has promised to help us through everything. Now, I've come to a place where I'm saying, Lord, I can hardly believe what You said is true about being with us the entire time. But after a couple of days, I say, yes, Lord, You were right. You were with me, even in the middle of that struggle. So if you ever believe that God isn't with you, God isn't for you, there's only two reasons. One is, maybe you're in sin, and God's presence has to flee from sin. If you're in sin, He cannot be with you anymore. He must leave. Because He is holy God, He's a righteous God. He has promised to forsake those who forsake Him. If you are a child of God and you're clear before God, then He will meet you where you are, and He will help you through. Just to clarify a little bit, God has said that He would forsake the ungodly. That is simply to say that if someone is in sin, God cannot be with him. But if that ungodly man, if you're in sin, if you repent and ask God to help you, He will come right back. He's very faithful. He has promised to do these things, and He cannot go back on His promises. Another promise that He has given is a promise I've really clung to, in knowing that the situation here without a mother, my three children, and just looking to God for power, for strength to go on. And in Psalm 68, verse 5, it says, speaking about about God. I'm actually going to read a little bit more. Psalm 68, let God arise, let His enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate Him flee before Him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. There's a very strong aspect that God is an awesome God. He's a righteous God. The wicked cannot even stand in the presence of God. Then it goes on and speaks about the child of God. And again, this is for the child of God. This is not for the wicked or somebody who's not born again. But let the righteous be glad, righteous in God. Not righteousness in your own self. Let them rejoice before God. Very powerful aspect that God has shown me through this. The morning after my wife died, we stood down in Florida, and I was really struggling. Just went for a walk. I was like, Lord, how can I really go on? You know, what am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to say? The Lord just brought a verse to me. He said, in all things give thanks. And you know, I began to do that. I began to give thanks for Sadie Ann, for the three children, for her death, for her life. And the burden of my heart lifted. I simply followed the principle of God, and that is to rejoice in all things. It didn't really make sense, but I did it, and it worked. It worked because God promised it would. Let them rejoice before God. Yeah, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God, sing praises to His name. Extol Him that rideth upon the heavens by His name, Jah, which actually means, it's short for Jehovah, or God. And rejoice before Him. And then here's a verse that has been just means a lot to me. A father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in His holy habitation. a father of the fatherless. If God promises to be a father of the fatherless, then I know he also promises to be a mother of the motherless. It's a promise that I have chosen to believe. It's a promise that I believe beyond measure that God is going to be the mother of my motherless, of my motherless children. Another thing that I've come to realize is God loves us without measure. He cares for us without measure. He carries us in our times of distress. He strengthens us in our moments of weakness. He loves us in the face of our complaining. He believes in us when we can't believe in ourselves. He gives us faith when we're feeling faithless. I know there's been times, happened twice in particular, where sort of seeking God for direction, or not in direction, just for reality. And as I was on the floor asking God for direction, for wisdom, I could only speak a few words. I was so distressed. My heart was felt like being yanked out of me. I wasn't sure if God knew where I was. I wasn't sure if I knew what I was. I wasn't sure. I didn't know what reality was anymore. I didn't know what it looked like. I didn't know what it felt like. I didn't know what I could really, the face of the world around me was shaking. I felt like it was an earthquake where the world was just shaking and everything was collapsing. Everything had collapsed. Everything that had been real up to this point had now collapsed. This was about a month and a half after seeing him die. Everything that I felt I could hold on to had collapsed. And I thought, I wasn't even sure if God hadn't forsaken me. There's one thing that kept coming back to me, and that was, I would never leave nor forsake you. And I knew that I was a child of God. I knew that God loved me. And God so graciously spoke those words into my heart. And our faith rose up in me. It took a while, but a couple of days later, I looked back and I said, you know, Lord, I didn't really know if you were with me anymore, but I see now that you're right there beside me. That is the faithfulness of our God. Even in our deepest distress, even in our deepest hurts. And, you know, I want to just step outside of myself a little bit here. These are things that I've gone through. And I know there's people out there. You as listeners have gone through some hard things in your life too. I just want to encourage each one of you, look to God, believe him by faith, believe him, and he will see you through. There's not a doubt in my mind that there's absolutely nothing that God will put you through that God can't put you through. A quote that came to me early on, not long after seeing him die, was these words: if God has put you to it, he will put you through it. And that's, I testify that, even though that's not a Bible verse or anything like that, I do testify that is true. Because it's the biblical principle is what is coming off of that. God promises to be with us. God promises to see us through. God promises, has made so many promises. As I was going through the Old Testament down there in Florida, I came to a place of realizing God has given us so many promises in the Old Testament alone. I was almost finished the Old Testament in 2 months that I was down in Florida. And I just kind of gone through and highlighted the promises. There's so many of those promises. I don't think there's an aspect of life. I don't think there's anything we can go through. I don't believe. Actually, I know there's nothing new under the sun, and I know that nothing happens that God hasn't already anticipated, hasn't already said it would happen, hasn't already thought that it would happen. There is so many promises in the Bible. It covers every aspect of life. You will absolutely, I promise you, you cannot go through anything that God hasn't set a promise for. Whether it's for damnation of your soul if you don't believe in God or don't believe in Jesus' blood, or whether it's for salvation through Christ. And it's such an encouraging thought to me, because even though I'm going through this deep distress, this deep trial, God has promised to be there. So I think I'm going to stop here. And on Monday, I just want to interject a little bit of what I want to share. I felt like I need to set a little bit of a foundation so that you can kind of figure out where I'm coming from. Some of the things I might have said this week might seem a little over your head. I know they would seem way over my head if I wouldn't have walked in the reality of them. So I just pray that you would give me grace and that you pray for me. I did want to bring one more thing in. I have been struggling a little bit with my oldest son. He's 5. He's really missing his mama. And the other morning I just got before God. I don't think you're keeping your promises. You're not giving my son the grace that I feel you should be. He's having a hard time. And in Psalms, I love Psalms. And many times David told God what he thought of him. In the beginning of the Psalms, the end of the Psalms, he's rejoicing in the goodness of God because he has seen that God is faithful and God has come through. And that's not how I felt. I basically told God how I feel about him, about not giving my son. The grace that he needs. Came here from work. Then I asked Danny how he's doing. He said, I was having a hard day, Daddy. But as I was laying there, I felt like God told me to start singing. Leaning on the arms of Jesus. And I did. And it made me feel much better. And I just began to realize, yeah, God is faithful. God loves us. And I can promise each with a full assurance that God loves you, each one of you listeners. God cares for you, just as he cared for my son. God simply did that to give me a confirmation. Don't worry. My grace is sufficient. I will see you through. Well, God bless you, and I look forward to sharing the aspect of faith that God has shown me. And by God's grace, I want to make it as clear as I can, and to show the faithfulness of our beloved Lord and Savior. All right, well, we'll see. Good night, or yeah, bye-bye.